लेक्चर ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो 20th चैप्टर 6th वर्स डिलीवर्ड एट श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल वृंदावन.
हरे कृष्ण. प्लीज एवरीबॉडी चैंट. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, 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 Example, if any self-realized soul reads from Bhagavad Gita, he will never feel satiated. The narration of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam may be read thousands and thousands of times, and still, without fail, new aspects of the subject matter will be released by the devotee. So it is something to do with the devotee. I remember once Prabhupada early days was asked by the someone, please tell about yourself. Then Prabhupada said, I am the servant. No, I am not the servant. He was going to say, I am the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. Now Prabhupada stopped. Actually, Prabhupada is teaching us. In other words, it is not very easy to become a Vaishnava. It's not very easy. In true sense of the word, it's not very easy. That means one should be as good as God to achieve it. Associated with God. We are reading Bhagavatam. How many are relishing? Because we are not relishing. Why? Because we have tasted something. jara ras. We still enjoy literature. This is considered like a crow. Crow, you see, there's a garbage, and he goes there and feasts. But there's another bird, the swan, is a perfect devotee. It's called Paramahamsa. He enjoys something. What he enjoys? There is a race in Satyajit called Hamsa. The characteristic of Hamsa or Swan is if there is milk and water, he only takes the essence, milk portion, and rejects the water. So exactly, the devotee, perfect devotee, or Paramahamsa, is called pure devotee. He takes the essence. There are, in this world there are millions of books, so many subjects, so many subjects, and people are reading this. They have so many questions, answers, queries. But a pure devotee does not see me, does not read this. We have seen Prabhupada, never see that reading some jhana, reading Prabhupada, throw it, snatch that, throw. Because we have to develop taste, we have still a test in material literature, journals, newspaper. Because the devotee is going back to Godhead, because he has a complete attachment to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, service to Krishna, service to Krishna's devotee. So it's going to be attached, and if he does not find fault with other duty, rest assured, is whatever it go back to Godhead, there's no doubt about it. But one has attachment here. Even up to Brahmaloka he can go. He cannot go back to that which is our goal. Go back. So we have to increase, both of it increase our attachment to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime. Every day I am eating something, say pizza, every day eating pizza, very attached to pizza. So every day, listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, naturally, if you listen with su-su-su, sodha-dhanas, with sodha, with some faith, you listen what Prabhupada is saying. Then what happens? Vasudeva-katha, you develop a taste in Krishna-katha, hearing from it. Self-realized soul, say Prabhupada. So you are not self-realized, gradually realizing. But if we repeat what Prabhupada said, and we do, we mold our life accordingly, what Prabhupada said, instruction and scripture, we also become perfect. That is your substance. You see that Vyasadeva told Srimad Bhagavatam, to his wife, I forgot what is his name. So, and Sukdev, even from the womb, hearing. And Sukdev is again telling to Maharaj Parikshit. And Maharaj Parikshit, it is said, Maharaj Parikshit, the moment he came to know, within 7 days he is going to leave his body, he asked all great personalities. They are giving different answers. What I should do before I die? We don't know. He is going to die in 7 days. We don't know what next moment anybody now here, even me, blackout. Now, what will happen? What will be our destination? Nobody knows. But if we are absorbed in Krishna Katha, hearing or chanting, if we have a very desired goal, we'll go towards back to Godhead. If not, why not? Because of our attachment to other literature. So Prabhupada is saying, we should mold our life in such a way that every moment we can remember Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, deity, Krishna's temple, Krishna's dham, service to Krishna, service to Krishna devotee. As good, Krishna being absolute, as good as Krishna remembering Krishna. So Krishna said, most confidential instruction to Arjuna, his dear devotee, so that he can achieve the destination, back to Godhead. That is also our destination. So Goka gave the name of his magazine. He said, I want it to become as good as most popular magazine of the world. We can replace it so that millions of people can become Krishna devotees. And it's happening. Back to Godhead. As good as the Reader's Digest of such Time magazine, the people will associate with the great devotees and their instruction. So Sukhdev says, I will tell you the wonderful story of the personality of Godhead. As a Prabhupada also said, anybody listen this, anybody like that teachings of Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada or Krishna Guru, is all Krishna's wonderful pastime there. Listen, at least you will become devotee, if not Paramahansa. But we are supposed to be. He is a Paramahansa. Say that Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpatarul Galitam Phalam Sukamukat Amrita Davasamjitam Pivatam, something like that. Bhagavata Rasamalayam. Bhagavata is called Rasamalayam. It's like a Golitam Palam, like a ripened fruit. Nigama Kalpatru, very literally is called like desert tree. And this desert tree, whatever you want, you can get. Spiritual world also lot of desert tree. Here is also desert tree. But what you should ask from desert, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanam, na janam, na sukha, kavitam, na jagati sukha. My dear Lord, everybody wants this. Give me wealth, give me handsome husband, beautiful wife, kavitam, or any followers, kavitam. I have enjoyed name, fame as a big kathakar. Even mukti. No, I don't want this. I want what? Janmani, Janmani Shwari, life after life. I don't want any mukti. I want to go back to life. Simply Bhavata Bhakti Bhavati. I want to render without any motivation, expecting any, simply render devotional service to God. Bhagavad made nice temple here. We can see Krishna Balaram, Radha, Shyam Sundarita, Vishakha, Gaurita. We can serve them, we are serving. That's why so many devotees are there. Like a bees looking for where is honey. Outside, someone is thinking, money, sweeter than honey, brighter than sun. So they will come back again, where is brighter than sun, and where is money. And our Sanatana Goswami, somebody came to know that I can become very rich. The one sadhu in Vrindavan has got a touchstone. Let's go. He came to me. And he said, where is this? I want. There. So the garbage, he threw it. And took. Now I can become multimillionaire, tycoon. And he's having a joy, overjoy. When he's going away, taking this, suddenly something struck his mind. How come this man is sadhu throwing in the garbage? That means, most probably he considered this stuff as garbage to him. How can he do that? He must have much more value so that he can consider this as garbage. He went to Sanatana Goswami and asked, he must have something bad. Go, you have got your thing for? You know, now please tell me. What you want? Then ultimately you know that this is famous story. That's what the Goswami said. First of all, throw it in the Jamuna so that you can again go and pick up. No, So he doesn't like the truth because he's attached. We can ask ourselves, where are our mind? Then you can know. But you are up there, which direction you are going? The heart, goal is back to God. Go back to God. We can only go back to God provided we have got all this quality of Krishna. Then started the movement, he said, you want to go back to God? Ask yourself every night before going to bed, read this thing. If you simply, if you surrender, you will develop, as it mentioned, in Chaitanya, 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 the 25 qualities. We will automatically develop all these qualities. Then you can assume God, even in this life. Because for a devotee, pure devotee, whether he lives in this world or in the spiritual world, he doesn't care. Because he there, he will be serving Krishna. Here, he will be serving Krishna. And according to rasa, rasa means mellow, he will say. Mellow. Rasa means rasagga. A devotee who can appreciate mellow taste. You know, in devotional service, we are serving, but there are 12 rasa. And Krishna is the akhil rasa amrita sindhu, ocean of rasa, nectar. What is nectar? Nectar means serving Krishna with some particular relation. Rasa also means ananda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, bhakti is like a ocean of the nectar. Ocean of nectar. Bhakti is like an ocean of nectar. In the material world, there is the ocean. But it has got beaches, different sides of the ocean. It has got its bottom. But this ocean is transcendental. This is eternal and unlimited. So just to test a little bit of that bhakti, I am telling you, please note it down. And then you can again hear about it. So Rupa learned from his guru. And he made so many people bhakta by preaching. Now his disciples, they are heard from Prabhupada and they are also preaching. Prabhupada asked one of his disciples, so Bhagavad Gita how many times you read? Prabhupada, I read 8 times. You? 30 times. You can read it many lives. Till you cannot fathom it. Here it is said. New aspect. Srimad Bhagavatam may be read thousands of times and still without fail, new aspects of the subject matter will be released by the devotee. And who is the devotee? Pure devotee. Not us. We are the priest. Finish. And then, now let us go for another seva. What seva you know? 9 o'clock. Now, that is not Maharaj Parikshit. That is not Sukhdev. That is not Sukhdev. Vasudev told and Sukhdev heard in whom he is telling. To Maharaj Parikshit, who is a great devotee, he appreciates. No eating, no sleeping, no drinking. Even let the snake come and bite me. You go on speaking. Krishna Katha. Because he is an advanced devotee. Sukadeva also can advance. You are not, but you can advance. One day you can become. That is the chance this one is giving. Prabhupada is giving. This Krishna is giving. That is what is giving to the people in general. There is a neophyte devotee. There is a Uttamadhikari. There is a topmost devotee. There is a Madhyamadhikari. The Adhikari is there accordingly. We see his symptom. Many comes, many goes. But some stays. He must be testing something. Let him stay. Although if he tests something else, he will be, what is it called? He will be drifted away. Go astray. This happens. So bhakti is a science. Although Shuddha, first we have some conviction, with some eagerness we hear from somebody. Advance. Then, as you hear, Adhu Satara Sadhu Sama, associated with devotees. Please come. Then you become very serious, so it is very nice. very making relationship with someone from whom you hear many persons, one of them which your heart says, please, he can enlighten me, you know, the Pumbaa's soul, with whom you will make relation. Pumbaa's compilation is there. Disciple, spiritual master, though it is bottomless. But still, we can read that and then select some person. Otherwise, later on, if you don't take it seriously, later on you find it difficult. This happens to many. So many come and many go. He is not satisfied. But we have to go back to Godhead. Because we have been trained how to remember them. How do you remember? If you love, naturally you remember. We have to develop that love. That is Adhusodha, Tatasarjana, Tatabhajana Kriya. When you do bhajan, then you become free from all dirty things from your heart. First dirty thing is, deep root is, I am this body. So Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, and also his first teaching, anybody come to ISKCON, first learn, don't be, there is a word now in ISKCON going on, skin disease. It's meaningful. Means, he's thinking he is coming from this country, from this background, from that. You see, everybody is a spirit soul. That is Brahmin. Brahmin knows we are not this body, we are spirit soul. We are not man, no man. Brahmin, Vyastha, Sannyasi, this is all external. This no one asks this thing. Where is this, that, X, Y, Z?
So, who can?
This very knowledge is like a desire tree, and desire tree, a tree always gives fruit, it gives a very delicious fruit. Prabhupada once was in 1970 or 71, sometime I remember, was going to think of going to preach Russia, which is very difficult to go. Now we have seen. Prabhupada had one tree, one fruit. So many fruit is coming from that tree. Another tree. Somebody asked Prabhupada, this time you say, a king of all fruits is mango. Very delicious. King of all fruits. Right. And now, in this time, I thought, we'll go to India and hundreds of types of fruit. Mango will be delish, Prabhupada said. You don't know. There are things which are much tastier than mango. But that, there is to know how delicious it is to preach Krishna consciousness. Then you won't go to India. That's why I'm not going to India, I'm going to Russia. And you make one devotee. Now today there is thousands, some hundreds, thousands, millions coming to Krishna consciousness. One. His disciple again. One day, their disciple doing. And it is mine. How? By relishing, relishing. Like in, there is pivotam rasamalayam. You know the pulp of the mango. So this Srimad Bhagavatam considered the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, which is considered as a desired tree. Whatever you ask, you get. Ripened fruit, you know, very tasty mango. And even it has no seed, no skin. So juicy, who doesn't like anybody? Goes, I don't know, here, daily come, Calcutta, Bombay, so many people take it. Mango juice, sugarcane juice, so many juice. But not like this juice. Unfortunately, they are diseased. They are diseased. Horrible person. They have material disease. One has their jaundice. Now, even if we give him something very sweet, rock candy, he says his medicine is rock candy. Him, he doesn't find. Why? He's dizzy. So most of the people don't taste Srimad Bhagavatam because they have a disease. Depending on degree, of course. Yeah. We also have to some extent. But Prabhupada is so kind, he said, every day, listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, every day hearing, in the development. Who enjoys? Paramo Nirmatsana, who is completely free from envious. They are Paramahansa, who takes only the desired thing, only about Krishna. Nothing else, reject. We may not be doing still now, many of us. When you come to that state, then you also narrate Maharaj Purisha, I tell you one story. Once Prabhupada was telling about Vrindavan, Vrijavasis, love for Krishna, gopis, Mother Chashta, Nanda Baba, Radharani, Siddham, Sudham, Kusudham, Lalita, Vishaka, how they love Krishna. And devotee was listening in Mayapur, festival time, this morning. And they are listening, listening, and Prabhupada suddenly started, some devotee, Prabhupada, darshan, coming, listening, listening. And so, they listened so and so, that time passed, 9 o'clock, not quarter to nine, but still listening, 10, half past nine, 10, still they are listening, 11, half past 11. Suddenly, they found somebody is pushing through others, and the whole balcony is full. Through the window, they are peeping and hearing what Prabhupada is saying. So eager. So he said, Su, one should be very eager to hear the Rikata. There are 64 items in bhakti, and the 9 is cheap. So that we can 24 hours, we can be one of the things doing item, engaging Krishna consciousness. And now we are doing one out of 9, hearing. And chanting, I'm chanting, we are here. We are doing bhakti. This is bhakta. Matchitta, matkata prana, bodhyanta prasparam, kathantaschimam nittam. We are kathantaschimam. We are talking to Shanti cha, Ramanti cha. Do you get it? Ramanti cha, to Shanti, pleasing others. This is good sign. This is pure devotee. Then Krishna said, Tesham, Satata Jyutana, those who are this way, always relishing Krishna Katha. Of course, we might not have come to this stage. So, Prabhupada gave us many other activities you can relish. Maybe taking prasad, distributing book, somebody relish. Our management, making life member, collecting donation to Krishna. We saw Prabhupada, even before leaving his body, who was still translating, somebody is holding, he's doing service to Krishna. This word, ta, those talks, ma, juas, kirtaya, mere, vadram, te, may all good come to holy sir. This is our relation. When Krishna came to Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan, Akura took him, according to the direction of Kamsa. Kamsa has a plan to kill Krishna, Balaram. They went. And then, when passing through other, breaking that bow, then approaching to the wrestlers are there. Then what happened? You see that according to everybody, all of us have got a relation. There are 12 relations, rasa, melo. We know one is passive, dasya, friendship, sakka, vatsalya, parental, melo, and then conjugal. 5 types of rasa. Then again there are 7 types of rasa. It's called rudra, bhayana, like that. Many. I forgot. Vibhatsa, just like Kamsa was killed by Krishna, he was always afraid when Krishna will come and kill him, so he started killing. So his relation is like a bhaya. So it is saying, what Prabhupada is saying, tell him. Prabhupada is saying, when Krishna entered the wrestling arena with Balaram, their friends, he appeared differently to different people, according to their different relationships or rasa with him. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. In the Vedic literature he says, rasa vaisa, we like so many other rasa, girlfriend, boyfriend, man, woman, mother, son, father, son, master, servant, but originally it is there in the spiritual world. So, he appeared, Krishna is the desire of all pleasure. That's a raso vaisav. And Krishna's devotees are also called rasagna. Here it is said, rasagna. Rasagna. A devotee who can appreciate mellow taste, mother, Krishna likes. His great devotee treats like him like a mother. Krishna also one bound by his devotee, but he binds this with love and affection. That is it. And so we can see one can get such an exalted position as a mother, as a father. Mayavadi and others cannot do that. They want to become God. The devotee can become greater than God, superior to God, by becoming father and mother. Chastise, Krishna likes. Mother chastising him. Also kissing him. We read in praying in prayer, Damodar Ashtakam. He's saying, both favorable and unfavorable, seven is unfavorable, Mukharas, Golmaras. To the people in general, he appeared as the most beautiful personality. To the females, he appeared to be less like Cupid. Most attractive male, Cupid personified, thus increasing their lust. The cowherd men who were present there looked upon Krishna as their own kinsmen coming from the same village of Vrindavan. The Chotya kings who were present saw him as the strongest ruler. To the parents of Krishna, Nanda, Yashoda, he appeared to be the most loving child. To Kamsa, the king of Bhoja dynasty, he appeared to be death personified. To the unintelligent, he appeared to be an incapable personality. To the yogis present, he appeared to be Paramatma, super soul. To the members of Vishnu dynasty, he appeared to be the most celebrated descendant. Thus, appreciated deeply by different kinds of men present, Krishna entered the wrestling arena with Balaram and his cowherd boyfriends. But so the top devotee is Paramahansa, he is really serious. We have got many attachments, so we are not that much relishing, but Prabhupada wants us. Every day read Bhagavad Gita, every day read Srimad Bhagavatam, listen. Better listen from their self-realized soul. So you can see Srimad Bhagavatam is so wonderful and relishing. And when spoken by Shuka, the nature of a Shuka bird, parrot, you see so many parrots. If he tests some fruit which is right, and somebody tests it again, you'll find it even more tasty. So the devotees know self-realized Prabhupada. He knows when he gives Krishna consciousness, he talks Krishna Katha, devotees are attracted. So much so that they forget that. Forget their breakfast time. And listening and listening and listening. And that boy has to come to remind Prabhupada, I require utensils, so what? Use. No, they have not come to take prasad. I require them. If they take prasad, then I can use those utensils again. So that I can make my room meal for the devotees. But they have come, large prasad, it's all packed up. They go, okay, now. They're so much absorbed. So Krishna Kata is so nice, but they are devotees. But outsider will come and go. When you ask Prabhupada, how you become a great preacher? If someone listens nicely, he can then preach. So Prabhupada said, when my Guru Maharaj, somebody come to our mall, my Guru Maharaj start talking Krishna Katha. Hours and hours, many devotees come, sometimes go out, sometimes sit down, sometimes talk to somebody. I used to sit down for hours and hours and hours, listening, rapt attention. That was my only qualification, which I am now repeating. Krishna remind and repeating. We are doing the same thing. Prabhupada told some is disciple, can't preach what I am saying, just say. Just repeat what I say. What Prabhupada is saying here, what Prabhupada in his books say, what is the lecture there, you listen. If we act, then we wait for it. 5-7 minutes there. So, Krishna Katha is so wonderful, you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whole night in Gambira, discussing with his intimate associates like Pratap Nana, Yeah? One of his arches. One is Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar.
And in the Narendra Sarovar, Gadadhar will be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and with other devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be relishing. He will be chanting with his internal associates and singing in Srivast Thakur's house day and night, so that others don't disturb, will close the door. Because when the devotees are discussing, some outsider may come, and he may not see this world. So Prabhupada arranged these things, such wonderful. The devotees are coming, they are listening Krishna Katha. He said that Satam Prasanga Mamu Bhija Sarvina. Harikatha is very powerful. And one should be listening in association with the devotees, from another devotees who is pure, preferably. And you should listen, and they can really listen. And this way, he can have Shraddha, Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Vajanakriya, Anartha Nibhriti, free from all dirty things from the heart. The Nishtha, he become a fixed up devotee. Ruchi, he develop taste. So that just like here, when he come, he could have gone to somewhere else, do something. But coming, he needs some taste. Like Sri Krishna. It's called Ruchi, taste. Then Asakti, develop attachment, which is very strong. Very strong. This father, mother, husband, wife, very strong attachment. So when you have developed that attachment, that is the stage before love of God, before that, bhava, then come bhava. Always absorbed in thought of Krishna, we say, Buddha bhava samanita, intelligent devotee, we say, aham sarvasya bhava, Krishna say, from me, material and spiritual worlds come. Knowing this, the great soul, though the intelligent, that Buddha Bhava Samanita, then the Bhava, and they always absorb in thought Krishna. Then say, who are they? The pure devotees. What is the symptom? Machitta, his mind always dwells in Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, serving Krishna, serving Krishna's devotees, serving the Dham. Madhgata prana, his life is dedicated completely. Bhakti Thakur said, Manasa Dehaya, my dear Lord, my bodily relation, my wife, my children, my property, everything is yours. I simply, as a manager, taking care of it. So, in though he is a Gyastha, but the sannyasis are going to him to learn. In other words, more than sannyasis, we have to become a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, he can go back to God. And among the top is pure devotee, who is a Paramahansa, as we say. He takes only the essence, only the portion related to Krishna, and nothing. We can ask ourselves where we stand spiritually. This is the movement, preaching movement, because those who are preachers, they are dearest to Krishna. And Anantadev, from time immemorial, he is talking about Krishna. He cannot finish it. So devotees, when they relish, they never satisfy. They need more and more. So Maharaj Parikshit is telling to Sukadeva Goswami, please tell more. After finish, till until another. Yeah. We should think when that day will come. Kabe habe balo sedi nama. When that day will come, my dear Lord, when I will be relishing Krishna Katha. Not going out to see something I relish. So many other things. Then for that, we have to go there where there is a way. Otherwise, where is Krishna Katha? Krishna said, wherever devotees are chanting, glorifying my name, form, beauty, pastime, definitely I am there. That is Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. It is saying in scripture, it is even better than the spiritual world. Mathura Mahatma. Why? You can easily attain perfection. Very easy. So, with little time when you need any comment or a question. I know I can say so many things. Do you like it? Sometimes we say demigods, they have got also nectar. And devotee also has nectar. They want to exchange. The devotees don't want to give.
No.
You take the petta and happen to heart. Kubera san, become tree. But the devotees, their nectar is Harikatha. So the greatest devotee, their gopi say, Tavo katham mritam. Krishna, your topics are about to such that we cannot stop talking. Though you have gone. So greatest among them, Radharani is teaching, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, feeling separation from Krishna. Feeling separation is not enough harikatha. They say, and Madhavendra Puri say, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, who can be so fortunate like Madhavendra Puri? Madhavendra Puri say the same thing. And Radharani say, I don't have any pinch of, you know, attraction towards Krishna. She's saying, when Krishna left for Mathura and gone, then Radharani is feeling separation. He's saying, Vai Dina Dayadra Nata, He Mathura Nata, Kadabulam Kushe, Dina, Dayadra, excuse my English, who has so much feeling, compassion for his devotee, and he is very humble, meek. O Dina Dayadra Nata, Kadabulam Kushe, when I will have your darshan. We hope one day we feel separation, but we may have separation, feeling for something which I don't want to say, we can ask ourselves. That is why we are not feeling. That poor bus feel, so he does not sleep, he does not have time for eating and sleeping. That the Goswami is like that. They are also feeling separation, saying, Hey Radhe, Vijayalite, Hey Nanda Sunaha, O Radharani, O Lalita, O Vishakha, where are you? O darling of Nanda Maharaj, are you on the bottom, on the foot of Giriraj, or on the bank of Kalindi? Where are you? Is it that they have not seen? No, they are teaching us how to feel separation. 24 hours they are ending in Krishna's service for sleeping 1.5 and for sustenance, maintaining their body, little matter after whole day. When that day will come to us, we should desire. Krishna knows deep within our heart what is our desire. Accordingly, Krishna is reciprocal. So Radharani is telling like that. Hidayam tadaloka kataram. I am feeling very morose, very miserable. Daita, oh merciful one. Brahmati, my heart is now very turbulent, very restless. Kim karamaham, what shall I do now? This is very high stage. It's very high. But low may come more long. If you have got a lalasa, eagerness, if you have got just a strong greed for something, maybe you have got that lalasa towards this, then easily you can attain perfection and go back easily to God without doubt. As some of our devotee Guru say, Jayananda Guru has gone back. Most likely. So there could be many Jayananda, some Mataji, some devotee, Brahmachari, Sannyasi, Jeeves. We don't know. But Prabhupada pointed. And this boy, I hope this life will work tomorrow. So anyone of us can, provided we develop that strong feeling of separation and love and greed for devotional service to Krishna, etc. Any comment, any question? Time is up, otherwise administration cannot like it. Then follow administration. Yes, please. Ask question related to this.
You have a opportunity to...
I can't hear, please. Hey, good. Though I must say I have limitation. I am telling anything, very hard.
Enter the class, you have opportunity to experience the permission from Srila Prabhupada, Vedanta Swami, and many other, maybe your senior brothers. I have only opportunity, I have opportunity to be separated from Srila Prabhupada and disciples, Guru Chaitanya Prabhu, Aindraji Prabhu. I was very close with both of them, and it is indescribable how their spiritual wealth is we are missing. That is indescribable how they are precious to us. When we lost them from our virginity, from our everyday contact, then we realize how they are enriching us every day before their departure.
Very good. They're good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very nice. Any question, any comment? Otherwise we'll finish it here. You have got other seva. Who is that? Yes.
Maharaj, you mentioned how every devotee has to become fixed up.
Yes.
Could you please comment on that a little more? What do you mean and what we should keep in mind to become fixed up devotee?
Thank you. He said, bhakti is also a science. Savijnanam. So, bhakti parishanubhava virakti anantra. If you have got a higher taste by following the instruction of Sadguru, it is a rasvajyam rasvikus. There are different types of rasa. Rasa is also mellow, rasa also being taste, something we enjoy. So if you have a higher taste by taking prasad, you don't eat outside, but Krishna does not take. If you listen to Krishna katha, or a pure devotee, you become more and more attached, you don't like any other topics, nothing to do with Krishna. You associate with devotees, enjoy, and then you don't like materialistic associations. Thus it's adu shraddha. First of all, you have to admit faith. Queries. So out of inquisitiveness, you go and associate with devotee, and then you see what they are doing. They gave you treat you nicely, take prasad, please sit here, use that. And if a sadhu said, okay, you are doing something, can I do some sadhu? This way you associate with them. And listen to Krishna katha. So jadu sutra tata sadhu sutra tata bhajan utya. Then according to instruction, how the devotees are doing, we also do. Get up early in the morning, read the Thakusha. Some do not do. But if you're serious, you get up, you've got a hard case. No, they are all saintly persons. I like. Outside people you cannot trust. Asat-sangata. So this is the system. Don't associate materialistic people, except officially. No intimate relation. Then you become fixed. Tata bhajan kriya. Bhajan means to serve. What your guru say, you chant. First finish your 16 rounds, get up early in the morning, take bath. Come to Mangalarati, whole day will be auspicious. He said, in science, that according to bhajan, you find the symptom. In Srimad Bhagavatam says, 5 or 6 symptoms. Klesh of knee, all your klesh, misery will disappear. All your tension, all your anxiety will disappear. Sumada, your life becomes auspicious. Then you even detest, you don't like even mukti. Because you do Krishna sansara, whatever you're doing for the pleasure of Krishna, you engage everybody in Krishna service. So it's called anathani vritti. All the dirty things from your heart and this body, so many other things, you become clean. If you regularly listen to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavan, associated with devotees, you're devotee. Nittam Bhagavata Seva, you say,
tadarajastamo bhava kamudvata. Most of the people are in the mode of passion and ignorance. So when you come, still have got passion and ignorance, but gradually become free. What is the symptom? You don't have material desire much, or lasting desire at least. Become less and less. Krodha, anger, calm, krodha, low, giddiness, hankering after material temporary more and more. Then how, what happened? Sthitam sakte kushiradhi, come to the mode of goodness. He is happy with simple bare necessities of life. But they are not engaged in Krishna service, here in Krishna Kata, serving the devotees. So, nishtha, then he become constantly engaged in Krishna service, nishtha, that is mixed up. Then develop taste. Makes sense. He doesn't go away to the non-devotee side, so neither he doesn't need to. Makes sense? Thank you. Thank you. Any question? Any other comment? Yes, Maharaj.
You emphasize about the perfection. So, Srimad Bhagavatam's Prahlad Maharaj described as ninth Yojana service, 9% of Yojana service. According to that, if devotees are devotees, some devotees, they are interested in doing some kirtans and learning some so many musical instruments.
Get to the point, please. Yeah.
My point is, once Srila Prabhupada, Saman Krishna Maharaj was complaining that Prabhupada, I am unable to do my chanting properly and reading Bhagavatam because I am taking care about the temple construction, this thing, that thing. Prabhupada told that whatever you are doing that is related to Krishna, means that is your devotional service.
So, what is your question?
My question is that, when the devotee is coming in the devotional service, platform of devotional service, they are getting some means management, something like that. And they are doing some nonsense. And so they are unable to, they are maybe misutilizing.
Get to the point.
My point is that they are misutilizing the point. So whatever they are getting. So what is the meaning of perfection? How they will get perfection?
They will definitely get perfection if the pure duty asks him, do this. He does, he says, Jasadeva Parabhakti, one of the implicit faith in the words of the words of Lord, which is involved. Same time, the words of the Sadguru, everything will be revealed to you. This is as good as other sadhis. Once some Gopas disciple asked, Gopal, Krishna said, most confidential knowledge always think of the lotus foot of Radha Krishna. So we are not doing all the time. We are doing so many other purposes. Are you doing? This is our movement. It's a preaching to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Making as many people bringing to the lotus feet of Krishna, to make them Krishna conscious. Whatever you are doing, is it related to that? Yes. So in absolute or from there is no difference between this and that. So they have attachment to Krishna service as good as hearing Krishna Katha. But in general, thing is Sravanam Mukti. That is enough. That is exception. Make sense? Thank you. That's it. So get to the point in a short.
You told about feeling separation from Krishna. So, I felt in my life that feeling separation from one who is guiding, it's still possible, but not Krishna there. From Guru, feeling separation and not physically there, sometimes remembering Guru like that, that is practical, but not so for Krishna. I feel so.
So, what is the question?
You told that we have to have a separation for Krishna.
But you are, how long you have been in Krishna consciousness? Are you initiated? So, you have to go through. You want to learn mathematics? Something you go through. When you teach a dad in the beginning, a private school, then you do better. Go to high school, secondary school, then you better. As in, otherwise you are eliminated. This happened. You are better, qualify yourself. Higher secondary, to college. You are more qualified. There is competition. You go to university. There are very few you can come, master degree. Then among them, some first class, then maybe one or two. And some PhD, then also one. So, depending on your qualification and state.
gradually come. You cannot expect somebody 40 years there, you can, without initiation, you expect that, no? You go through, you have got greed, yes, you pay the price. Make sense? So, thank you. Any other? You want to make any comment? Here is sadhu, oh? Okay. You can say something? Anybody else? Yes?
Back.
Here, back. Back to garden.
Maharaj, thank you very much for saying back to Godhead.
Yeah. That is our goal.
Yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, one more thing.
Not please to... ask something relevant to this verse, otherwise no, somewhere else.
I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to say something very, very nice that we have just asked. Rasa, as you talked about. You talked about next year. You talked about mellows.
He's not hearing.
Sorry. You talked about rasas, you talked about mellows, and you talked about separation. And after reading the stories of Krishna, they were very infectious. Thank you very much. It was wonderful. I think it is a wonderful thing.
All these thanks goes to my guru. Because I am a parrot of my guru, but who but told me I am a stupidity.
Keep on making it infectious, Maharaj. Make it more and more so that we get your mercy. Thank you very, very
please
much.
Please wait and Bodhidhai, Radha Shamsuda, and Krishna Balram, so that I can serve Prabhupada, serve you. And thereby I can please my guru, and back to God, and maybe one day I'll be fortunate.
Thank you, Maharaj.
He said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So if you see something nice, then you have got your heart from the hand. May God bless you. Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take this book. Is that Prashant? Take this book.
Get to the point,
Prashant.
Get to the point, Prashant.
Haribol, it talks to some